Mix 98.9, the new Mix Morning Show with Gary and Lindsay. It is 9:30, and as we promised, we've been talking with some of the stars of The Voice.
We have. Will.
And The Voice is in its, I want to call it the knockout rounds, the knockout premiere rounds start tonight.
The battle rounds.
And boy, it's something else, and we're going to find out who the winners are. They move on next week, then the knockout finals. But before we get anywhere further than that, Todd Tilghman joins us from Team Blake, and we're going to just patch him through right now. We have a lot of questions for Todd this morning. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So are you in Meridian, Mississippi right now?
I am currently in Meridian, Mississippi. Yeah, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot at Sam's Club because I didn't want my kids all out here in the car messing up these interviews.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, and I suppose we should mention he's got 8 kids, so I understand why you had to run away from home to do the interviews.
Right, yeah, sitting in the car.
All right, first of all, you're the pastor at a local church there. Let me ask you, you had some storms come through, like a couple 100,000 people without power yesterday. How are things in Meridian this morning?
Meridian, actually, we sort of fared well. There are a couple of towns not too far south of us, maybe about 50 miles south of us, that had some really rough times and even some casualties, I think. But here in Meridian, we've actually fared pretty well.
Got it. All right, well, then let's get back to the moment at hand. 8 kids, Todd, what's going on?
It's not so bad. You know, I kind of tell everybody, I think a lot of people, when they think 8 kids, it's almost like they think that, like, you know, we just got a basket on the doorstep with 8 children, and so we just had to deal with it all at once. But they came gradually. We grew accustomed. It's kind of like they say boiling a frog, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we grew accustomed through the years.
All right. Well, let me ask you. I mean, you have a full life. You have 8 children. You're the pastor at a church there in Meridian. And what prompted you to say, you know what? I think I can do this thing on The Voice. I mean, how do you get to that place?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I'll start at the beginning. A couple of years ago, really, something just like an intangible, that's the best way I know to put it. Like, something inside me was like, we need to try something different, you know? And like, maybe just, I don't know, maybe it's a midlife crisis. but honest to God, I never thought, and I hate to say this out loud, but it's the truth. I never thought for a second that I would make it on The Voice. A friend sent me the registration for an open call audition in Atlanta, where you just go and stand in line with 1,000 other people, you know, and then I registered, but then a couple of months passed and I made up my mind not to go, because I had already made up my mind that they would just say no and I would have to drive 5 hours back home, you know. Well, my wife, just was adamant that I go. And so I did. And here we are.
And there you are. Well, I thought you could do 2 things at once. You could pass out tracts while you were standing in line in Atlanta and get.
So what I'm hearing is the wife is right.
So much of a track, yeah. What's that now?
So what I'm hearing is that the wife was right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've told her 100 times. I can't tell her how much I appreciate it, because I feel like this is like an open door into something different that I didn't really know I needed. I just needed something, you know. And in my life, she will forever be like the greatest annoyance and aggravation that I have, but also my very biggest blessing.
Well,
that's fair.
And that's how it works. All right. So you chose We've Got Tonight as your first song, and you nailed it. I mean, you got 4 of the Voice stars turning around. Nobody does that.
Right. I didn't assume I would either.
And well,
like beforehand, they're like, what are your concerns? I'm like, my concerns is that none of them are going to turn around. That's my concern.
Well, and they all did, and they all fought for you. So how did you end up on Team Blake?
You know, I ended up on Team Blake because this is a big question, because a lot of people seem to think that, like, it has some, like, spiritual significance or something. It legit was just because Blake is the most like me. He just, you know, Blake doesn't seem to take life too seriously. He likes to sort of joke around. He's really, like, helpful, and he's really, like, he gives you, like, very solid advice, but not in, like, this hardcore, like, make sure to check all the boxes and follow all the rules way, you know? And that's, I love that about him, and that's why I chose him. And also, he's kind of a country fella, and I'm a country boy, and so that's why.
Got it. So have you worked with him now one-on-one on the show?
Yeah, well, when I say one-on-one, I've worked with him with BB Rexha and John, my battle partner. And then I've also worked with him and James Taylor, you know. That, but not necessarily one-on-one, but I got to work with him, like, in a one-on-one style setting, I guess.
Wow. That's it. So did you invite either of them to perform in your church, maybe, when this is all done?
No, it's funny, though. They did some B-roll at our church for the package that they use on the show, and the word got out in our little town, because I don't live in that big of a place. The word got out in our town that Blake Shelton had come to my church.
Oh, man. Suddenly you're getting second billing. I don't understand that, right?
Right, yeah. Hey, he's welcome anytime.
All right. Hey, how are the kids handling you doing this? I mean, I know for me, with my kids, it's like, oh, he's the radio guy. No big deal. Are they that way with you on being on The Voice, or is it a big thing in the home?
It's a big deal to them. They seem like they really, really love it. And, I mean, it's a big deal to, like, a dad when you're, like, scrolling through the stories on Instagram and your 16-year-old son is, like, putting his story to make sure to watch his dad on The Voice. And, like, that's, like, I don't know, it's so humbling to me. Like, they love it, so, and I love it for them. They deserve it more than I do, for sure.
You have your entire cheering section just built in for you. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I have a whole fan base right in the four walls of my home.
Well, we were joking earlier before we got to talk to you. I thought maybe you're going to put together the Von Trapp family singers, the Von Tilghman family singers, when all this is done.
Well, some of them sing, and the best I know how to put this is other ones just have other talents.
Okay.
Well, there's no doubt that you have talent. I was reading an article before we got to the interview, and there were a lot of folks saying, man, this guy's got a chance at taking the whole darn thing. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. And what does that do to your life afterwards if you took it?
I don't know. I do know that I'm planning on pursuing music to some degree because this has shown me that I can. But honestly, I don't even really know what that looks like yet. I'm just, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lean on the people who do know and take their advice, you know. But as far as, like, all of these people who, it's so humbling, man. The whole thing is just so humbling to me. It really is.
Wow. Well, it's not like there haven't been pastors who have gone on and done this on The Voice and other shows. In fact, there are some that have successful careers in Christian music. Do you feel you might go into secular?
I've said this a bunch of times. When you look at, like, the music field, what I want to be is I want to be a Christian who does music. But I don't necessarily know that I'll go into strictly Christian music. I feel like there's a need for that in the world, and I feel like there are people who are filling that need. But what I want to do is I want to put music out there that maybe a larger audience would be attracted to that music, and then that might cause them to peer into your life, which may pique their interest about Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's literally sort of how I want to pursue it.
Well, Todd, I wish we had more time to pursue that, actually, because there's a lot of questions I'd love to ask you. But good luck in all you do, and God bless you for what you're doing.
We'll
and
be rooting for you.
And good luck. Yeah, we're rooting for you this week, all right?
Well, thank y'all. I'm rooting for y'all. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right, it's 9:39 on Mix 98.9. Just so you know, we're going to go back, and this is Todd's song that won over all four of the judges. Take a listen to what this guy did.